This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel sending delegates to Bahrain Sunday to formalize the relations and broaden Gulf cooperation that Washington has promoted as an anti-Iran bulwark and potential economic bonanza. Bahrain followed the United Arab Emirates in agreeing last month to normalize ties with Israel, stunning Palestinians who had demanded statehood before any such regional rapprochement. The breakthrough, overseen by U.S. President Donald Trump, is a foreign policy flourish ahead of his re-election bid next month. For the U.S. allies, it's a chance to close ranks more overtly on Iran. Sunday's delegation, led by Israeli National Security Advisor Meir Ben-Shabat, will be accompanied by U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, whose office said the mission seeks expanded economic cooperation among Israel, Bahrain, and UAE. A decade-long UN arms embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets expired Sunday as planned under its nuclear deal with world powers. That's despite objections from the United States. While insisting it planned no buying spree, Iran, in theory, can purchase weapons to upgrade military armament dating back to before its 1979 Islamic Revolution and sell its own locally produced gear abroad. In practice, however, Iran's economy remains crippled by broad-reaching U.S. sanctions, and other nations may avoid arms deals with Tehran for fear of American financial retaliation. New Zealand is confirming a new community case of COVID-19 Sunday, 2 weeks after Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern declared that the South Pacific nation had beat the virus again. The announcement came a day after she won her Labour Party landslide. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says a divided world has failed to rise to the challenge of fighting the coronavirus pandemic. He is warning concerted action is needed to prevent millions of people being pushed into poverty and hunger. This comes as millions of Europeans are facing tough new coronavirus restrictions as governments are stepping up efforts to slow the surge in infections. Meanwhile, protesters descended on central London Saturday as tighter restrictions to curb the spread of the coronavirus went into effect. We get more from Reuters' Fred Katayama.
Hundreds of people took to the streets of central London Saturday to protest the new restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus. Protesters shunned face coverings as they marched along Oxford Street. Chanting freedom, they held posters bearing slogans against mandatory mask wearing.
It's about living, not just surviving. You know, we want to be able to enjoy our lives, not just be stuck at home or panicking to leave and go out.
The world's financial capital entered a tighter lockdown beginning midnight Friday as Prime Minister Boris Johnson tries to tackle an accelerating second wave.
That is Reuters' Fred Katayama reporting. Thailand has closed all border crossings between its northern province of Takha in Myanmar after five people in the Thai border town of Misat tested positive for the virus. The five, none of whom exhibited symptoms, are the first locally transmitted cases confirmed in Thailand since early September when a prison inmate tested positive. All five are members of a family of Myanmar nationals residing in Thailand. Two were initially confirmed to be affected and added to Saturday's total of Thai cases, while three were officially added on Sunday. Armenia and Azerbaijan are attempting to preserve a new ceasefire in their conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh, a move that comes a week after Russia brokered truce frayed immediately after it took force. Both sides have now accused each other of fresh attacks in violation of the truce that failed to halt the worst fighting in the South since the 1990s. Thousands took to the streets across the United States for women's marches Saturday, issuing calls against U.S. President Trump and his conservative Supreme Court pick. The rallies ahead of the November 3rd election were inspired by the first women's march in Washington, which was a huge anti-Trump rally held a day after his 2017 inauguration. Counter-protests organized by a conservative women's group also took place Saturday at the U.S. Supreme Court. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.